You're listening to SBS News.
Over two nights in November 1938, Nazi forces set fire to about 1,000 synagogues and killed over 90 people in Germany and Austria. It became known as Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass. Henry Korn was 9 years old when soldiers came for him and his Jewish family. They were saved by a neighbour who convinced the men the family were purebred German. 80 years later, he clearly recalls the trauma, including the death of his friend.
As for seven dead bodies, one of the little friends I played with, his father tried to stop the brown shirts, tried to stop them, and they grabbed him. They lived on the fourth floor of a block of flats. They threw him out, his wife followed, and little Leo went after them. Were thrown out the window and killed.
Up to 30,000 Jews were arrested and about 7,000 Jewish-owned businesses were destroyed. When news of the atrocities reached the other side of the world, Yorta Yorta man William Cooper decided to take a stand. He led a delegation to the steps of the German consulate in Melbourne, condemning the violence in possibly the only protest of its kind in the world. 8 decades later, his grandson, Alfred Turner, is proud to think of it.
I think that by what he was doing or thinking about helping the Jews would help his own people as well, because they needed help at that time.
It took years before William Cooper's actions were recognised, but Henry Korn says he's thankful a man like him stood up for the Jewish community at a time when others remained silent.
Incredible how people who are persecuted recognise other people's being persecuted. This was a wonderful...
As part of worldwide commemorations of the 80th anniversary, an inclusive music project led by the Australian Catholic University in Melbourne has been working on a performance to teach people about Kristallnacht.
Europe's burning, looting, killing.
The idea is to bring the story to a whole new generation. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.